agenda item 13, land transactions. So, Julie, I saw you back there. Come on up.
I was hoping my funeral suit would disguise my new best friend.
I think we got a new thing to run on. This will surface more in the future.
Today we have two brief transactions to present to you in the afternoon instead of in the morning. Keep you awake here. To start off, I usually give you a little overview of our process that leads to a transaction coming before this body, so I'll do that very briefly today. When we go through our acquisition decision process, we start several years in advance with the development of our wildlife area plans, our agency strategic plans, all the documents that guide us in what kind of species and habitat we're trying to protect. When we determine that acquisition is a tool that should be used, we start into our 2020 process. And that takes several months and is done annually. Out of that, we come up with a list of properties that we would like to propose for acquisition. It ultimately becomes a public process when we present those, and then eventually come to the commission for approval for that lands 2020. Then the work really gets started when we apply for grants and wait and eventually get some funding. When we get the funding, we hit the ground. We work with that willing seller. We get their permission to initiate an appraisal process. That appraisal is directed by statute that we cannot purchase property without that appraisal. We go through a review appraisal. We negotiate with a landowner. If that culminates in a successful purchase and sale agreement, we can come before you. So I will say that just hours ago, we received a purchase and sale agreement for the first transaction today. This is the Simcoe property in South Central Washington, Klickitat County. The seller is Western Pacific Timber, LLC. We are proposing to purchase approximately 3,600 acres. It's at the north end of Klickitat County, about 16 miles northeast of the town of Goldendale. The blue line, the entire outline, is the ownership that Western Pacific holds in Klickitat County. They also, I believe, have some holdings east of 97, but we're focused on their ownership on the, on the west side. We're focused on the east side of 97. The red marks are the two phases because we have two grant sources in play right now. Those are the properties we're looking at, the 3,600 acres. The appraised value came in at $1,982,000 for the property. This is a very diverse habitat in South Central Washington. We've given you a selection of critters here that thrive in this landscape. Significantly, we have from ponderosa pine to Doug fir to oak woodland habitat, Oregon white oak. Very diverse. The higher elevations, mid-elevation, contain quality white alder. And the lower elevations support grassland, shrub steppe, and riparian habitat. I will mention this is in the Rock Creek watershed. So we also support federally listed species of steelhead and chinook. There are populations of, as I mentioned, oak woodland habitat that support the western gray squirrel. A significant mule deer herd, burrowing owls, and western toads. This is an important migration zone for the deer because obviously moving from higher elevation winter range down to the Columbia River for the lower elevation winter range, it's currently not open to the public for hunting. So we've got a tremendous opportunity here as we work through our management plans to open it up for public access. There are a number of bird species, raptors such as golden eagles, prairie falcons, and Swainson's hawk. I mentioned the Oak Woodland Complex is home to the state-listed western gray squirrel. These critters nest in the ponderosa pine but do their food forage in the oak woodlands. We have a unique opportunity with this acquisition in Klickitat County. We've worked a lot with the county commissioners to explain to them our intentions in taking 3,600 acres out of private ownership and putting into public ownership. We have a working partnership with the two conservation districts in that county. We're in the process of signing a memorandum of agreement with those conservation districts that will lead to a management plan, a jointly conducted management plan, to manage grazing and forestry in that area. That will continue to support the local economy as well as provide ongoing successful habitat and management. So we've, again, worked long and hard. Clay Sprague has met several times with those county commissioners, with the conservation districts, to fine-tune this memorandum that, again, will lead to a management agreement. There's a lot of work ahead of us, but a strong commitment towards this working lands partnership. As I mentioned, this will open quite a significant amount of acreage for public hunting, fishing, and recreational opportunities. We estimate the annual operation and maintenance costs at $36,130 and our annual payment in lieu of property tax at $2,529. Klickitat County is one of 13 counties that currently select to receive that payment in lieu of property taxes. There's a number of ways they can calculate it. To our best knowledge at this time, for this acreage, it would come in at that amount. The second acquisition I'm presenting is an easement. This is in Cowlitz County, down just north of the Columbia River and west of Longview. The PUD in Cowlitz County approached us and wanted to put an electrical transmission line easement across our property. As you know, the first thing we do when somebody wants to do something on our land is we have to go back and say who bought the property and what strings and obligations do we have to them. This little strip of property was granted to the state in the 30s by the counties. The legislature requested the counties give their game lands over to the state, and so this is a small parcel that we have been managing along Abernathy Creek. There's a road right-of-way on both sides of that angle, and the easement would come along the road right-of-way. The red piece is where the easement would cross our property underground and then continue into a road easement. Again, because there were no strings on this property, it wouldn't be considered a conversion. We didn't have to go talk to any state or federal agency to get permission for that. We assessed the impact, and the county will pay our costs, staff costs, to process and record the easement. And again, the bulk of it will be in the road right-of-way, and then 90 feet will cross under our property. I would be glad to answer any questions.
There is no public comment on this. Okay. Questions from the commission? Okay, seeing no questions.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the acceptance of 3,613 plus or minus acres of the Simcoe project in Klickitat County from Western Pacific Timber LLC and to grant Cowlitz County PUD a perpetual easement.
Motion's been made. We have a second. Commissioner Thornburn, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay, one. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay.